Simon & Schuster Audio presents Andy and Dawn, The Making of a Friendship and a Classic American TV Show by Daniel Devizet. Read by George Newbern.
Introduction. Andy Taylor and Barney Fife could make the world stand still. Stretching out on the front porch of Andy's Mayberry home, Andy and Barney would reel off hypnotic meditations on the mundanities of life. Their conversations defied the frenetic pulse of their medium, network television. For millions of viewers, The Andy Griffith Show was a sanctuary in a nervous world, with two friends at its center, reclining on a porch. "You know what I think I'm going to do?" Barney tells Andy in one moment of Mayberry Zen as Andy strums a guitar. "I'm going to go home, have me a little nap, then go over to Thelma Lou's and watch a little TV." Several seconds pass in silence. "Yeah, I believe that's what I'll do. Go home, have a nap, head over to Thelma Lou's for TV." More silence. "Yep, that's the plan. Ride home, a little nap." The Andy Griffith Show endures like no other artifact of television's golden era. In the 55 years since its October 1960 debut, Andy Griffith has never left the airwaves. At the dawn of 2015, Griffith episodes air several times a day, watched by a fan club with more than 1,000 chapters, and celebrated in an annual festival that draws 30,000.